Okay. Okay, now we are online.
Now we are online because I said some pretty
no army that? Talk, no government, army no talk, politics lah. Yeah.
No politics here.
So welcome to Triple T lah.
Te tani te priyamagans.
They not anti the rabat.
Yeah, rabat exists, man. Okay, so here we are.
I think we should like introduce ourselves.
Okay, so first things first, let us introduce the person who thought about coming up with a podcast like this, or a copcast like this, to be more specific. Tipa Ganesh, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Tips. That's all lah.
That's a very bad introduction. You need to cater to your audience, you know. You need to give off a personality, a charisma.
Yeah. Can
like
can.
Some Vanam Iram shit.
Vanam Iram. Okay, next we will have our Slam Master, our Slam Guru.
Where got Slam Master?
Slam Master 69, bro.
Okay, so, my name is Abren. I'm like 21. Still in NS, small boy.
You got here that or not, Tipa?
That's
okay.
Hi, I'm Tips. I'm 17.
No.
I'm 17 this year. I'm in secondary school.
I see. So pre-pubescent teen. I understand.
Yeah. I'm the youngest here. And the most important fella here.
Who? Yes. Tipa is the most important fella in this.
You laugh. Fuck.
My name is one of the three top three here. My name is Tay.
Okay. I'm Tani lah.
Yeah, you are Tani.
Tipa is to be the Tevriya lah.
Okay, serious. Okay. So I'm Xiaomi, and I will be the other half of Tipa's cock story lah. So yeah. If Tipa 110%, I will bring it down sikit. Okay. Amran will be the referee for the match.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. So yeah, first things first, eh.
So I look
So... You cannot. People at least first dig the ground a bit. You go rock bottom straight up. Relax a bit lah.
Okay lah. We could start.
So seeing our group chat, right? We had a number of topics that were put in bullet form by our Amran here.
I had some OCD problem back then. So,
brother, you force prep this morning at Selarang Camp. This one, good. Keeps us in check. That's good. Okay. So, hello, I cannot hold the conversation. No?
Yeah, okay. So people wondering why this bunch of three idiots is starting a podcast.
Correct, backstory. So, Tipa will go on with the backstory.
I think all three of us have very in-depth knowledge in a lot of things.
In-depth knowledge?
Yes.
Disclaimer, whatever.
Actually, not knowledge, I would say ideas.
Ideas, experience.
Yeah, different perception of what's been
That's
going on.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah. So, again, a very, very big disclaimer. We are not scholars. We are not PhD holders. People will have different opinions from us. It's just a different perspective.
We are young minds.
We are young minds, correct.
I'm definitely the youngest mind.
Ide solli oore yamathire.
Say fake it till you make it, bro. That's the whole point. Okay. Let's go to the most recent thing, which So that's the disclaimer. Again, we are not smart people at all. We just have a different perspective to certain stuff. We may get a bit excited on how we put ourselves. Yeah. There may be instances where we may have to retract or even rephrase ourselves.
Yeah.
I might as well hire a lawyer join this Discord chat, right?
Yeah, no, don't worry. I got few of my friends that's doing law now.
good. Go. Yeah, correct. Understood, yeah. Oh, you consider them friends?
Yeah, they are
very good friends.
Very good friends, though.
Okay, so apart from that, we can jump straight into the soil work.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll never get the reference.
I get it. I get it, lah.
Okay.
Let's dig. in the okay. topic of soil work. So, so from okay, this from what I know, so soil work, it is banned from where?
Melodic death metal band from Sweden.
See?
Power. This is where Amran comes in.
It's expertise, yeah.
So soil work is a band that hails from
Sweden. Death.
Home of PewDiePie.
Oh yeah.
And Ghost and like what else?
And okay. Ikea lah.
Dark Sweden.
Ikea di.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. he's Swedish ah.
Yeah.
See, this is why we need you, Amran. This is exactly why we need you.
Expertise, yeah.
Okay, so they are a band that has been around for a good decade, two decades.
Yeah, for quite long. I think it's a 90s band or maybe 2000.
Yeah. Okay, so basically they are like a five-piece band lah. Four-piece band.
Yeah, five-piece.
1995, yep.
And their drummer, the previous drummer was now playing for Megadeth.
Fuyo. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know, sir.
That guy is
so
good.
Okay, so this is basically stuff that we know about the band now, lah, which is close to nothing. But what we do know is the drama that started because of... I mean, it's basically Watain, but in a bad light. Lah.
Yeah, for like, a lot of people. For a lot of people here who's listening to this channel who don't know what is black metal, what is metal itself, you just go to Google and search. It's just a very extreme a genre of music. It's one step more aggressive than rock la. I mean that's one the step, only yeah. way yeah, the only way I can put it to
so to the general public is basically Metallica on cocaine, moonshine and
heroin
essentially. Before
after that, authorities they say they cannot bring their medicine to Singapore lah.
Oh yeah.
So, okay. Okay. So basically, this happened a good 1 week ago.
Yep.
Okay.
They're supposed to play tonight lah.
Yeah, they're supposed to play tonight. Okay. So prior to this whole debacle, I didn't know anything. But seeing that Amran has some sort of light on this topic because they were supposed to come before, is it?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to come before. Then I think they postpone it to this month or something like that.
Oh, so they postpone so they postpone twice already lah.
I think it's postponed once only lah. I'm not so sure lah. I'm not to the. I wasn't really into the gig lah.
Okay, so essentially the people who are bringing in soil work or the people who tried to bring in soil work is Street Noise SG, correct?
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. So yeah, Street Noise. So Street Noise SG has not had drama, mama, punde kind of story. Very down to earth kind of people who haven't had like a bad track record or anything like that. I mean, if you are dealing on business, and sure inside sure got issue lah, but not say anything that they got bring up.
Yeah. But
essentially, they got postponed once. So what was the reason they postponed that time? Any of y'all got any?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, it's quite long back.
Last year, lah.
Yeah, I think it was like last year, this year, whatever shit. We just go to the topic right now, lah.
Okay, fine. No, I need to give backstory. Okay, we cannot just like jump in like.
Oh yeah,
fuck them, you know.
One more thing,
okay.
No, one more thing. I shout out to Street Noise for bringing Dialect Is Murder. No, best ever.
Yeah, bro.
What's
Die Art, man. The art of
murder. Yeah.
Okay, so come this time around, after everyone were looking to see these guys, out of the blue, they dropped one big fat Nagasaki and said that the guitarist, is it?
I think it's the singer.
Oh, singer.
Singer. So the singer had varicose veins issue.
Yeah.
Some leg issue lah.
Okay.
I'm a doctor.
Oh shit, son. Okay, so there are certain updates that Amran has also been involved in, but we'll come to that in future. So now is apparently it is with great quote from them, it is with great sadness that we need to inform you that our scheduled show on the 29th will be cancelled. So long story short, bullshit cut straight to the point. Markle got surgery issue lah.
Yeah.
Bring in medicine. So me, as a person who... I mean, I know Soilwork. I listen to one or two of their songs. But I'm still like out of the... Not really a fan or anything. Like that. They got good music lah, but not like balls deep in them like that lah. So I only know from what I can see, people commenting and all that, it is more like they couldn't bring in drugs.
Yeah.
Whether it is legal, illegal, under the radar, bullshit, I'm not too sure lah. It's just that surgery, I mean, by Soilwork itself, they say it needed medicine that cannot go through immigration in Singapore. So, okay, out of ignorance, maybe lah, got some medication that maybe Singapore don't approve.
Marijuana lah.
Maybe lah, okay. So, but don't have any alternative lah.
Yeah.
There is no alternative to what he needs lah. So, that is why. But the thing is, they say varicose surgery. So, regarding varicose surgery, right? Varicose is in the fucking veins popping out of your... your leg or whatever lah. So, in terms of that, usually... Varicose vein surgery. I'm not too sure lah. But from what I know, I see all those like ASMR weird videos compilation shit. They stick a fucking needle into the damn vein. Don't know do what fuck. Sometimes they use ultrasound. I've never heard of medication.
Maybe to relieve the pain, like painkillers.
Correct. So that could be a thing.
That one can go. Like shop and buy 7-Eleven, what? Buy 7-Eleven blah. Go 7-Eleven buy Panadol or what lah?
No lah, probably he needs like a more like a stronger
dose lah. Okay, so that happened.
Which you probably can't buy over the counter. Okay. So it should be prescripted drugs lah.
So it would be either he pay a big ass amount for prescripted drugs or fuck it,
literally drugs.
Let's get lit, bro. So in the comment section. People are saying, don't talk cock lah, needed drugs lah. Just say you need your actual shit.
No, not only that. Street noise themselves went to say what?
Like, correct. Yeah, but yeah. I don't want to quote word for word here. Some of these comments are under...
We can't say shit lah. We do not know what exactly happened lah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, but... Street noise hasn't been happy about it lah. Not very obvious.
Yeah. I
lost a lot of money. You postpone once, then now you hilang.
No la, and to organize bands to come to Singapore, and you're talking about European, Australian, bands, whatever bands are, is actually a lot of money and a lot of hard work being put there.
Correct. It's not a one-person thing. There is no I in team.
No, there's no I think a lot of metal fans and like fans of this extreme genre of music is very unhappy when bands cancel last minute. Okay, one is could be a climate, maybe because you have surgery or whatsoever, then you really need to do your job. But I think it's like the anger still, it's in them since the whole Waten thing.
Yeah, correct. Yes, that is a very good point. Yeah. It's like a snowball from that time. And the fact that there are a lot of restriction now.
A lot of bands are definitely, some of them don't want to come to Singapore and some of them just are not allowed to come to Singapore.
Yeah. So as a wise man once said, metalheads are just people who love cats.
Who's this wise man?
Amran would know lah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I fucking
our big brother go all the way down, was even interviewed by... Which news outlet?
Javis lah.
Javis.
Yeah, but the thing is, now they
pushing. I love that guy, man.
So now they are pushing, you know. See, back then, really, it's still okay. Our kind of people, metalheads aren't really that. I mean, bopen means bopen, right? Cannot fight the power, fuck the system kind of situation. Then you know I got shit like this going up. But okay, sidetrack a bit. Actually, not sidetrack, like, moving on.
Yeah.
Street noise has also kind of like shoot a bit and they said something like doctor's advice is apparently not for them.
Fly, yeah. I was just reading that, yeah.
But apparently Australia, Japan, and apparently Europe after
that. Yeah, because they fucking sold out in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm guessing
it's not like one show, two show, no. I think it's quite a few shows, you know.
Yeah.
So basically it could also be the whole Watan issue, then they maybe scared also want to come here all the way lah. But from what I know, Japan is very strict about drugs as well, right?
Yeah.
And another thing is that, okay lah, you are a death metal band. Watan is a totally different genre.
Yeah.
Right.
How can it be that you think that you would be banned this time?
No, because the petition, right?
This is a perspective, thing, This is not an actual thing. We are just comparing the two situations.
No, because when that Rachel Chan person went to that petition.org or .sg or .fuckshit, she went to include this gig as well.
Huh? Seriously?
Yeah, she put Watan, she put one more band, I'm not sure, is it Immolation or something?
That means this person
then she include Soilwork, and this was what, a good 6 months back.
So this person know the scene so good.
Yeah, that's why people was complaining, okay, like you ban Watan because they are known to be a black metal, they have
as a great
lyrics, provocative mindset.
They are great, known to, yeah.
A great emo man once said, "This ain't a scene, it's a goddamn arms race." Yeah, so the current situation stands as is. So essentially, Soilwork screwed up lah for drugs. So kids,
stay in school,
smoke your vegetables, do your drugs, stay in school.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the end of it. There is no follow up from this, right? Over and done with already.
Yeah, it's over and done with lah. I mean, like, another shout out was the supporting band. I think Assault was supposed to play.
Yes, Assault was supposed to play.
What genre? Trash metal-ish? No.
Assault.
I think I really have not checked the music, but I've heard about them.
They are pushed to play for.
For
December game. Right.
Vanbox. We are pushed to play for Vanbox. So at least there is some good out of it, lah.
Like the other organizer.
So at least you know in the community there are people that are still supportive.
Yeah.
Like no one just not gonna let people hang loose, no.
Yes, sir.
So at least we got this, as in the band also not say like, you know that John Travolta, you know that John Travolta meme in Pulp Fiction? Look left, look right, don't know what to do. So at least now they know what to do, lah. Like not just disappear off the grid like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They actually made another. Street Noise actually made another update on the 27th.
Which is 2 days back.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this one. Indian also lose, this drama mama.
Oh, is it the reality check?
Yeah. Wow, dude. This one is you point blank in the face, I don't care already, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Really don't give a fuck already.
Think from the organizer's point,
No, I never said it was wrong. It's just like, I like the ballsiness.
But to be honest, they really put a lot of money and everything. So it's really a wasted thing. Just for people to see it all.
Yeah, no.
At the end of the day, they just want people to be happy in this scene.
Fair point. Okay, so that is the end lah of this current situation.
Yeah.
So it's over and done with lah.
So over and done with already.
Yeah. I don't think any of the other ever like bringing Soilwork. It's a bad.
No. This is their first time here. What?
Yeah, and you still want to cock shit on your first gig in Singapore, then like now the whole Singapore community, like the metal scene knows about what band that you are. Then the next gig, you think people will take the risk and bring Soilwork back in, man?
No organizer. One time you got bite by snake, you think you want the snake to bite you again?
Exactly.
Amran should be familiar with this term. One time good one.
One time good one. do it once, do it right, bro.
Sign on, dey. Sign on.
Commando lah.
Dey, commando. I not up to the standard.
What is commando? Amrul won't sign on to commando. Commando will sign on to Amrul.
Hey, wait, so next topic.
Yeah, okay. So next one, okay, so we had to say lah, because it was on our chest for some time.
Yeah.
Even though we were people that aren't really into the whole fucking thing.
This topic was quite recent, I saw also, about jamming venues that ban metal music. This is a very
This one also recently also that day we were all in that jamming studio, right?
Yeah lah.
It was the same one, right?
Yeah.
That one also, right? Okay, yeah. This one I got personal perspective, like this one. I was
but don't tell the place, don't tell the
Of course. Disclaimer, censorship. We will take on the roles of MDA,
Whatever lah, as long you don't point out personally, I think it's good for the place. Yes, yes.
Of course. No. All personal. Oh, I mean, not personal, blah. All in the name of, no, this is not fun. This is very annoying. Yeah, so this would be something that Amaran has a lot of, has been hearing a lot, right?
Yeah.
Jamming venues that ban metal music from being played. So, like, so far, I only know, like, one personally. I mean, I've heard left and right, but
I've not been much to the jamming studios and everything lah, but I mean, for a jamming studio to ban music from being played, then for fuck you open the shop.
No. For them is you can come and play, but you don't play your satanic metal music, man. Too much equipment damage.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, we're gonna sing, like, maybe most likely, like, okay lah, most to most we'll be singing about, like, hardcore or whatever. Any point of time, their lyrics go from like "Hail Satan, fuck the church, burn it down," or no what?
No, even if they say like the watch is fuck people, the church. people are like growling, so you can't even decipher what is he growling about.
Okay lah, so like they see tiger roar, they're like okay lah, garang lah, see lah.
That's the thing lah. Like I mean, it's their own personal business and they have the right to let people in or not. It's like soccer pitch lah. If they ban one team from playing because that team is known to be very aggressive or they come there and spoil the post or whatsoever, yeah lah. So as a private business, they have the right lah. But as like musicians in Singapore, yeah lah, correct lah. It's like clubbing lah. It's like this. Certain Indian club, which I don't want to mention, would ban certain people.
Hey, got only one club that will do that.
No, there's so many Indian club, bro.
No,
these are personality, bro.
Bro, I've been clubbing. I've never stepped in a club before. Bro. Yeah, all my clubbing stories are from my friends. One, I'm not even legal yet.
Oh, nigga, kena nigga, body pain lah.
Yeah, bro.
Macam lah, opera lah, right? Giving out free. I ban you, I ban everyone.
Yeah lah, so that's the thing. So if like, it's a private business, what? So they can choose to ban and not ban anyone. Like not only the Indian club, in any club, what? If the bouncer think that you are too drunk, yeah lah.
Okay, I think off track already.
Yeah, brief.
Go back to jamming.
I like the metaphor, but now, yeah, you got some deep-seated issue you need to talk about. Yeah.
Next episode.
We can crack a can open and we can talk about stuff. So, yeah, so today,
next episode.
Today, we stick to anything that has six or more strings.
Okay. Six or more strings.
Yeah, genty, bro. 10 strings.
Wow, there were some 9-10 string shit.
Yeah, so there are a few, right? Studios that ban, and the reason is because what exactly?
One loud. Of the reason is too loud. Second is equipment damage.
Equipment damage,
Like
okay lah, I would say strings,
most
la.
Of the time strings or your drum set, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, drum set. Huh? That's ironic. Isn't the drum supposed to handle abuse?
Because there's so many people using the same drum kit and you never change the snares and whatever.
That is under maintenance.
Anyway, yeah, that's under maintenance.
But they don't want to maintain that much, like they got budget to run the business, ma.
Mike, yeah, you on whose side now here, actually?
No, I say this. as a as a personal businessman, yeah, it's nothing wrong. But
I'm kidding. Yeah. You don't take it to heart, lah, lama.
No lah.
Okay, so the first thing, so that is one of the bigger reasons, lah. Equipment damage.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is one thing. Then what other reasons could it be? Like, okay, could be maybe too satanic.
Yeah, maybe conflicting of it. Yeah,
conflict of interest. Yeah. So conflict of interest, that would mean that maybe the owner of the place could be of a certain religion and maybe they aren't so open to it, lah.
Yeah.
So that is another thing. But I've never heard of anything like that. It's just another, it could be another reason.
Know, yeah, but I know got certain venues back then. They don't allow certain gigs to happen.
Huh?
Yeah, means really, like, yeah? If I have a venue, maybe I will let, like, for example, I'll like indie scene to come and perform, or the alternative rock scene to come and perform, but I don't want to let...
Okay, disclaimer, I've only been to gigs very recently. So, like, I don't know about much of, or how many venues are there to begin with. But you are old-timer.
Bro, I 17 only, bro.
Don't lie to yourself.
Yeah, hey, you Jurong Market to...
Boy, you could come and hunt me down now.
You know, hello. Quoting what you say,
don't add all the extra. Wait, SSB track our.
SSB track our Discord. Check. Yeah. Do what? Go Jurong Market by Matren.
Sekali si check, they come to decline.
Sidetrack. The Jurong Market too is a joke or what? A legit thing?
It's a real gang lah. Back then in the early 90s.
Oh, really?
Midnight, yes.
I think I've heard of it.
That's why, yes. It's actual. I'm not sure whether it is still there or it defunct already, lah, but yeah.
I think they become AD or something.
Okay. Let's not stray off too far already.
Yeah.
I don't want to kena beat just because my mouth big open on Discord.
And we were talking. No. That's why I tell you, we are. Now, no jamming student gonna allow us to come. And then anytime we go to Jurong, also people gonna whack us.
They'll be like, who's Triple T? Who's Triple T? You're part of Triple T, right? Okay, kena. You were a parker, wah? Kau jadi orang kita base, no? Ah, kena.
That's it.